This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. We had such beautiful weather. And then over the weekend, we had some rain, and it's just...
What happened to all the sunlight?
I don't know what happened.
No, I know where it all went. on whatever that hoodie is you're wearing right now.
I'm pollinating, man.
It's that time.
Making
it is
honey,
that time,
man.
Here.
Making honey.
I mean, in what world am I the one that...
That'll come in and tell you to hold the white.
They needed me to... The white balance sheet. Like, I'm a walking white balance sheet. What are you talking about? But... Bart had to come in here and take all the sunlight away. Oh, then you zip down, and now you're showing off the medallion. Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
that reminds me of the Mortal Kombat logo.
No, it comes out April 16th.
Yes, sir.
Finish. But it's crazy. I love the fact that Sub-Zero is going against Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Jax is always –
that I'm looking
forward
to.
I hate Jax.
I'm not into that. Like, anyone that's not – a character where you're just a human. I can't get down with you.
Yeah, like he got fake arms or something.
Yeah, I can't get down with you.
And then he's like whack, man, because he always get beat up. Like Jax got the weakest moves on the game.
My guy's Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero? Sub-Zero's cool, but I like Lee, though. Not Lee, is it Law? Oh, see, I always get mixed up with Tekken.
Yeah, you think about that. But we are certainly.
Liu Kang.
You had some help. Tell the people you had some help. Yeah, How was your weekend, man?
I got excited.
You well rested, feeling good, feeling fresh?
Man.
So I woke fresh up. And
I woke
so
up. Like, woke up like, oh, no alarm today. No KJZ. It's just Barton Hahn. So
right.
I can get all my energy to us. Room, 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 room.
Oh, it's going to be a special 2 hours here, or however many minutes we're actually on the air with
you. Can't wait to hang out with Kyrie, man. Get the game. We don't need to go to work.
What a story.
Let's go hang up.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to, of course. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. We usually go buffet throughout the show. We do have topics that you want to talk about or react to. You certainly can, but if you have something you want to talk about, we invite you in to do that. At Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram, certainly as well. And Bart, I guess, you know, right out of the gate, because it was the biggest sporting event of the weekend. And that
on ESPN.
That is the Masters and history made at Augusta National, Hideki Matsuyama. The first Japanese-born player to win the green jacket. Only the second ever Asian golfer to win any men's major championship. And so that happened over the weekend. But it lacked drama.
Yeah,
let's be honest. It lacked drama. There wasn't,
it was his to lose going into the final day.
He had a huge Saturday and it set it up. But was there one or two shots where it's like, oh, all right, that might do it. But there wasn't really, you know... Normally, you look down that back nine and you're hoping to see, okay, let's see a couple of people vying for number one and who's going to make the big shot, who's going to miss, who's going to bogey, who's going to birdie, whatever it is. We didn't have it. Okay, fine. We didn't have it, but still, we had some history. And the Masters, and in the sports world, you start to feel more normalcy as the Masters being played in the spring with all the foliage and no squirrels.
Did anybody see a squirrel all week?
Not one.
Nobody cast. No, so nobody
Michael
got
Collins
the bat.
Doesn't lie, man. He told the truth. If you missed that story, I have it on my Instagram. It's hysterical.
The truth teller.
Yeah. He's
only 29, man. Only 29 years old. And
the squirrel? Oh, Matsuyama. Yeah.
Matsuyama.
No. It's just, look, and he's been waiting for this moment. He's had a lot of like that pressure of expectations of he's supposed to be great.
Supposed to be
and when's he going to have that big win? Well, he finally got it. Now we'll see if this kind of takes the pressure off and he can just relax and play, and we'll see where it goes. Certainly for him, but for a guy like Justin Rose, obviously a great start, and then just overwhelmed pretty much by everybody else in the field.
It's crazy too because I asked Michael Collins day one. He looked at me like I was crazy. Yeah, I was crazy. I was like, hey man, you get out fast. You get out fast. Maybe you can kind of play good golf.
That doesn't happen
the week.
Usually you get out to a lead. That's great, but then you got to hold off everybody and make sure you don't have a bad day. And on Friday, he did not have a great day.
Now, is it more pressure to get out fast knowing that everybody's chasing you now?
Yeah.
Or is it better to kind of stand a pack and not really have everybody watching you and have to do the interviews and talk about your
Well, it's not even
day.
About that. I just think it's because day to day, the course changes, as we know.
Yeah.
So I would think you obviously don't want to be way back. But you don't want to be Bryce. You don't want to be DeChambeau, where you're completely out of it. But you also don't want to be, well, not that you don't want to be. Obviously, you'd love to be ahead. But yeah, you've got to. I guess you just want to be somewhere in the pack.
Yeah,
and then you want to make sure that your best golf is obviously on the last day. But this was one of those, you know, generally on that Sunday, you're feeling like, all right, let's see it. Let's buckle up. Let's watch this thing now. Let's see some of the best shots, the biggest shots, the pressure shots, the pressure putts.
There's a lot of missed putts. Really there's a lot of missed putts.
There was, you know, there, close there, there were actually some great there were some great long putts. There were some great chips that were like just missed the cup, but like really brilliant shots. A lot of tap-ins and stuff like that were great. But, you know, like I said, the competition-wise, it lacked some drama, but that's all right. We got through it. But there's certainly more to get to in the sports world. And this will be Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Something that was said over the weekend, well, I got to admit, Bart, I've reached a point, and I'm not going to say that we are oversaturated when it comes to the NFL draft, because how could we be? We still have 2 weeks to go, and this is a – this is, you talk about drama. You didn't have drama in the Masters. You've got drama when it comes to the NFL draft. You've got drama when it comes to not who's going number one, but more or less what's going to happen at 3, 4. What other – are there any more trades going to happen? Just a lot – and, of course, the question marks of who got it right, who got it wrong. Because these are huge – these are career-defining decisions that are going to be made in a draft like this with all the quarterbacks available. So that's all going on. So it's interesting – and the more research and the more work you do, the more you get caught up in it. And you feel like, all right, I got a feel for this. I really think I understand the draft now, at least at the very top. I feel like I got a good feel for it after all the talking we've done, Bart, and all the research we've done on the various shows that we've done about it. And then Randy Mueller appears on, what was the show? Dari and Mel, right, over the weekend. And Randy Mueller, as you remember, you might remember, back in 2000, was by Sporting News NFL Executive of the Year. He got the Saints to finally win a playoff game for the first time in franchise history. He got them to win a division.
Great.
Later, also executive with the Dolphins. And Randy Mueller was on as a guest, and they were talking about Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, the quarterbacks in this draft. And we've known all along that Trevor Lawrence, take out the Sharpie, write it at number one.
Right.
He's the given. Everybody else after that, we're not sure.
Right.
You have varying
degrees. He's battle tested.
Yeah, you believe it, right? He's got the resume from college. He's also got all the other stuff. He's got the measurables. He's got the arm. He's got the personnel. Everything you'd want in a franchise quarterback, he's that guy. Everyone else is varying degrees of debate about their ability, what they can be, what they will be, all that stuff, including Zach Wilson from BYU.
Yeah.
But Mueller said this on Dari and Mel that I'm now done. When I say I'm done, I mean I'm done listening to anybody anymore. I don't trust I don't care who you are. I don't trust a damn thing you're going to say to me now about this draft if I'm hearing something like this from a guy who was once considered the executive of the year in the National Football League.
I just think he's further along in a pro scheme of development. He's going to throw people open. He throws a lot of balls that I think Trevor Lawrence will be able to throw and physically can throw them. In that system at Clemson, he just hasn't been forced to make those. So I just see a little more instinctive, ready to go right now in Zach Wilson. But I also think Trevor Lawrence has more upside, like I said, because of the physical skill set.
So Zach Wilson, who lost to Coastal Carolina, is more ready for the NFL than Trevor Lawrence.
Day one.
More ready for the NFL than Trevor Lawrence. Bart, please help me.
Every time y'all show these highlights, too, I see a guy that throws balls. Like, his highlights are even flawed.
He said he throws people open. That's what he just said.
I mean, the guy had to wait for the ball, right? He was wide open. He had to break stride, turn around. Listen, like, sometimes guys, I don't know what some of these former executives are doing. They playing themselves, right? It's like sometimes I listen to Charlie Casserly, and I'm like, man, what the hell is this dude talking about? Like is he early on? Like, what's going on? Like, what's going on with this dude?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, I don't know if he said this for shock value, but the fact that we know so much about Trevor Lawrence, about what he can do, and we've seen him do it at the highest level. We've seen him succeed. We've seen him fail. Mm-hmm. We've seen him bounce back. He has everything. If you love what Justin Herbert did, and I understand that Jacksonville Jaguars roster isn't the same as the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that you loved what Herbert did, what do you think this kid's going to do? He's a little bit better as far as, you know, his arm strength, or even though Herbert has a big arm, I think he's slightly more athletic and has more speed than Herbert, and Herbert showed a lot of athleticism last year. Herbert lit the league on fire last year. And this kid is every bit the player that Herbert is, if not better. And we think that Zach Wilson, a guy that we haven't seen play any great competition, and we haven't seen succeed, don't know if he can stay healthy, is more ready day one. Like, I mean, you, those are things that you should get your credentials stripped from.
Well, I don't, again, it's if it's a take, it's an interesting take, right? But putting that out there, after everything that we know about Trevor Lawrence, like more ready.
I can see what he's talking
wouldn't
about.
Wouldn't you think Justin more Fields? Ready for the league also matters where you go?
Yes.
Zach Wilson on a Jets team that is still trying to develop a roster can't possibly be ready to handle that. Right? Lamar Jackson looked like he was more ready for the NFL as the, what was he, the 30th pick?
Yeah, something like that.
Right?
The Ravens
looked
back
more
to
ready
yeah,
because time. He went to the Ravens, who had a line, who right. you know, had a system, who had a defense. Like they were, so yeah, he looked more ready for the league because he didn't have to deal with the growing pains of a team that would pick in the top five.
Right.
So I just don't understand that. And it just, you know what this does though? This creates now this idea of mistrust. This creates, if I'm a fan, this creates this idea that I don't believe anything anybody's saying now.
Right.
Because that
everybody,
it just
seems
like
everybody
like
has
most,
agenda. It seems like everybody, whether you listen to Steve Young and what he's saying about Zach Wilson and his affinity for him, then you realize that he recruited him to go to BYU, his great-great-great-great-grandfather's school.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't know if I can trust. It's not an unbiased take. So, I mean, you look at it and listen – at the end of the day, you look at Jacksonville, you look at the Jets, both quarterbacks are going into similar situations, right? They both are going into situations with new coaches where they feel like they have a lot to do and a lot to have they have to build on. I mean, it was a reason why these guys are picking first and second in the draft. And you know,
you stink.
But yeah, exactly. And because the roster is bad and because they trade off a lot of young players,
yeah.
You think about the players that the Jets have gotten rid of in the last 2 years. You think about Jacksonville getting rid of Boye. You think about them getting rid of Calais Campbell and kind of starting over, trying to start with a young core. I just don't understand how you come up with that take.
There are some things that you probably like think.
Yeah. Yeah. You
don't want to put that on the world.
Yeah,
now,
you just kept that inside.
Or you do, thinking, I'm going to say this because I do believe it. And then if it doesn't happen, people will forget.
Yeah. Like,
but if he ends up having a better rookie season than Trevor Lawrence, I can now replay this and say, I told you so. Man, give me some of that credibility
now. Man, this man will never be an executive in the league again. They're like, man, this guy's lost it. this guy's lost it.
Well, now Josh in Orlando, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to get part of this conversation. Like I need to know from those out there that just heard that and just heard what Randy Mueller said. He believes that Zach Wilson from BYU is better prepared for the NFL than Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has higher upside, but Zach Wilson will be more prepared to play right away in the NFL. I just want to know, whether or not you agree with him, I want to know, do you trust anything after hearing something like that? This is smokescreen season. Teams are telling you anything that'll help them, that'll get you off the scent, whatever it is. Do you trust anything anymore when it comes to this draft as we still have 2 weeks to go? Josh in New Orleans, start us off, Josh.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I'm not a Zach Wilson believer or anything like that. I'm just not a Trevor Lawrence believer.
Wow.
So the whole argument that Wilson, you know, only played Coastal Carolina, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco, Josh Allen, these guys went to small schools, they could play. They played no one in college, and they did well in the pros. So Bart's argument with that he hasn't played anybody, it is what it is. And if you look at the quarterbacks drafting the top five over the last, like, 20 years, only two have won a Super Bowl with their team.
Yep.
So, like, the expectations are vast, and I understand because Lawrence was so good. But I can make the argument Lawrence had the best talent in college football and made him look so good. So I don't necessarily think Wilson's going to be great, but I don't think Lawrence is going to be as good because, honestly, I think Hebert is probably the best one out of all of them.
Tell me this. Did you like Justin Herbert?
Did you like Herbert?
My bad.
I love it. You went hockey on me. You went Hebert.
But you like Herbert last year, correct?
I did like him, yes. I think that if he would have come out of the draft the year prior rather than going like,
went to the Giants.
Overall,
the Giants loved him. You remember
absolutely.
Ever since the Giants
I think him staying another year definitely helped.
Right. So if you like him, like you should, and you see what he did in the league just last year. I know it's like not apples to apples all the time because where you go matters.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you look at you know what Lawrence, you know, all the attributes that Lawrence have, you can argue say that he has the same, if not better, than Herbert. You know, he's still a big guy, but he's mobile. He's able to extend the play, off schedule plays. So I don't know how you can see what Herbert did last year as a rookie and not get excited about what, you know, you think Lawrence can do in his league, being that they have the similar skill set and similar build, similar arm strength, similar everything.
I definitely see where you're coming from. And you know, to piggyback what you said, you know, the team that you go to and the roster that you go to is big as well. So I do, you know, believe in the big bodied quarterbacks. If anything, I could see Wilson getting hit and his career being over. I could totally see that happening. But, you know, I think it's going to be played out, and it all depends on how they draft for the next couple of years, because this guy could be great in Lawrence, but if they don't get anybody, I mean, DJ Chark's not lighting up the league. So, you know, we'll see. But, fellas, love the show, and
thanks,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. All right, let's go to Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. First, I want to tell you I loved you guys the last 2 weeks on KJ and Z. You did it. I love that show. I migrated from another channel with Bart and Kenny over to ESPN in the morning. I love that show to begin with, but I think you guys absolutely hit a home run and knocked it out of the park.
Thanks,
you guys
man.
Deserve a primetime show. As to these quarterbacks in the draft, I think any one of them is only going to be as good as the offensive line they get to play behind. Look at the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes looked like Carson Wentz, running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Carson Wentz
looked
like Carson
fan.
Wentz.
No, but he's right, though, without an offensive line. No, you're right, Mark.
I'm an Eagles fan, and I don't know why they gave up the pick. They had to drop down to 12. I would have done anything I could in my power to move into a position to get Penei Sewell and build that offensive line back and give Jalen Hurts a chance. And so I'm a firm believer that every team is only as good as their offensive and defensive line, and offensive line first. And some of these guys that have floundered and failed in the NFL after having great college careers did it because they didn't have any protection, whether they're pocket passers or whether they're scramblers. You need to have those big guys up front.
Yo, I absolutely agree with you, Mark. And again, thanks for the kudos as well. We were glad to help out like we could, but I always feel that way. Offensive line is everything. Offensive line will decide whether or not your quarterback can be any good. Or you know it better than anybody. Mark Sanchez came in as a rookie. You had a rock-solid offensive line. It allowed him to survive that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think for some people that, you know, may disagree with the fact that, you know, the Eagles moved down, but they got a boatload. They got some more picks for the future. They have a lot of holes. They have an aging roster. But, you know, when we talked to Damon Woody the other day, as much as we were talking about Sewell and how dominant he is, you know, the belief is that Rashawn Slater from Northwestern is the best, you know, tackle in the game. So if you feel like,
excited,
hey, man, everybody's looking at the shiny toy in Sewell because he's so young, it's flashy, the best player there may be Slater. So, I mean, best player. So it's not like always about, you know, the hype machine a little bit. You know, he opted out this year. He's so young. He's so raw. He's so gifted. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people believe that Slater is the better player. And if you believe that, you're like, well, maybe somebody's going to get excited and move up for him. And Slater falls to us. And now we got more, you know, now we got more draft capital to build our team, you know, around whoever we have at running back.
But all you did there, though, was, again, remind everybody that this is now the point where we just start, we don't know what to believe. You don't
exactly
know who to believe. The reports, even reporters, you're going to get used at this time. Not everybody, of course, but it's just that point that you're out there getting information. You go with what people tell you, and you have to just trust it. But it just seems like, after hearing Mueller say that he feels Zach Wilson is more prepared for the NFL than Trevor Lawrence, that just, I've reached that point now where I'm done. I am done. Are you done as well? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What we want to do is to say a happy birthday. ESPN Plus turned 3 today. We are on ESPN Plus. In case you're not watching us on ESPN Plus, you can go to ESPNplus.com. You can sign up. You get our show. You get a lot of other great shows, exclusive content, and everything else. And so we wanted to say thank you for having us on, and a happy birthday to everybody at Plus. Do a great job making Bart look really good. Bzzz. As the buzzing bee today and his medallion and everything else. All right, so coming up, we have your calls. And also, that was Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We have your calls. We also have the reaction again to the football stuff. More football to get into, but also on baseball. A lot of controversy this weekend in baseball. A lot of more blown calls,
baseball,
more bad decisions by teams. And you know what? I say it's a good thing for baseball. because you know why? Otherwise, would we be talking about them? So we got all that coming up. We do have, man, we got lots to get to. Are you ready for this?
Because let's get to it. It's Monday. It's Monday. We got a lot
so
to explain. We got a lot
much
to explain
on the docket and not enough time. We want to get the calls involved as well. But first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either. The Home Depot best prices of the season is already here, in-store, online, and store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery powered by Ryobi string trimmer for just $159 and more spring savings on everything from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on the spring and spring savings now at the Home Depot. How doors get more done. Valid through 4/18/21 while supplies last. For those who don't know what that is, that's April 18th, 2021. While supplieslast.com for more details. Yo, everybody don't know the numbers. We'll be back after this.
There you go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. Bart bombs atomically. Look at you, man. Killer bees. If you could see Bart right now on ESPN Plus, he's definitely just got the bee vibe going on right
killer
now.
Killer bee too now.
Killer bee.
A carpenter bee.
Whatever we are presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com. Today, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Want to get your reactions to just the draft and the idea that there's so much smoke screening going on. I've got a bunch of tweets here. Let me read a few before we get to the calls. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Carolina Pearl said there's obviously a reason they're former executives.
Exactly.
That's actually a pretty good line. Let's see. Shark 2 for DTA. 24 DT, I guess. We are in smokescreen season, but to say Wilson's more ready than Trevor Lawrence sounds ludicrous. T-Law had crazy weapons, which Wilson didn't. T-Law was a three-year starter. Zach started 1 year. So many variables. You know, like, I asked the question. It's just simple. When you hear, like, a Randy Mueller, a former executive, say something like Zach Wilson, he believes Zach Wilson's more NFL-ready right now than Trevor Lawrence, although he does say that Trevor Lawrence has the higher ceiling. It's just one of those where I'm not believing anything anymore. Like, you do so much reading and research and interest and all that stuff, and then you're just hearing everybody's take, and it just reaches a point where you're like, I can't get a straight message from anybody. Exactly. So this is no longer the time. I no longer want to hear anyone's take anymore.
Unless it's mine. I'm unbiased.
Yours?
I really don't care.
Or Matt Miller, who we'll probably have on later in the show. So we care about his. But Aces said on Twitter, in short, no. Like I said, do you trust anything you hear? He said, in short, no. That former executive opinion on Zach Wilson needs to be tossed into the bushes. Zach Wilson, if thrown into the fray of a current roster, the Jets immediately is guaranteed to struggle. And that's how I feel. I think it's all about your situation. That's what I think. It's about where you go, how ready you look. And I use, again, Lamar Jackson as a great example, Justin Herbert as an example. You go somewhere with some weapons, with an offensive line, with a good, stable team, you've got a chance to be good early. Mark Sanchez, great example.
Yep. Right? I mean, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco went to a veteran team with guys that were ready to win. He wasn't even supposed to be the starter. He was the future starter because Troy Smith was supposed to be the starter. And that's why I look at Zach Wilson. I feel bad for him
if they don't address the backup quarterback position. Because if you look at Brian Hoyer, or if you're looking at somebody like that, I mean, then he's more talented than them. So now you worry about him going out there and making too many mistakes, get beat up early. And I know John Elway struggled. I know that Peyton Manning struggled. But we aren't that patient anymore, right? Like, we decide that players stink early, and we get rid of them. I mean, look at Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was playing at MVP caliber, you know, performance. Yeah. He got injured, and then 2 years later they move on from him. Look at what happened to Josh Rosen, right?
Well, he never had a shot because of where he was, and then they got a new coach, and that coach says, I want a quarterback. I want my own guy.
But the organization, this dude was the first top 10 pick.
Yeah,
in their organization.
Right, so my point.
And a new coach came in. It's like, I'm good. Sam Darnold.
1 year out.
Sam Darnold, 3 years gone. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it all depends. And then Josh Allen goes somewhere where you get a stable coach and they build. And was he great right away? No, but he got better and better and better because there's stability around him. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go next to Troy in South Carolina. Troy.
Hey, great job with the KGZ cover, guys.
Thanks.
Alan, you are the ESPN driver, buddy. Hey, listen, this Mueller thing on Lawrence, just look at the bowl games alone, just the bowl games. LSU, Notre Dame, Ohio State. You know, I mean, it's just the bowl games by three MVPs. I mean, Bart, what's this guy smoking, or what's his cut on the Jets signing? I mean, come on.
Well, he doesn't get tested anymore because he's not in the league, so he's running free. I don't know if he on that K2 or what, but he on something.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm an SEC Gamecock, but, you know, he hadn't faced Jadeveon Clowney. He hadn't faced Chris Canty. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So how's J.C. Horn? How's he going to project? You know, legacy, dad played in the league.
Yeah, I think his legacy is going to project really well. You know, switching sports, Jackie Bradley Jr., you saw to catch at a wall. I mean, hopefully he'll step up like that.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it, man. Let's keep moving. Let's go to Javier in Arizona. Javier.
Hey, what's going on, Barton Scott?
How we doing?
First of all, good job on KJZ.
Thank you.
The reason I'm listening to you guys is
awesome.
New fan here. So I had a question for you guys. My question is, if you guys, you personally, both of you, Barton, Han, you guys have to pick your top five quarterbacks that are going to be drafted. Who are they going to? This is your opinion. Who are they going to? Why are they going to them? And what about their system is it that's going to make that quarterback successful?
So who is
Thank
it?
You guys.
Who is this now? Give me the team again.
I think he's talking about the quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're saying
this is just a question for you guys. Who do you guys think the top five quarterbacks are going to, based off of the information and the rumors that you guys have heard?
The top five quarterbacks? Okay. I just want to make sure I understood the question. So who are the top five quarterbacks, and what are the best situations for them? Thank you, Javi.
Yeah. Well, I think that the farther is like crazy, the farther you usually drop, the better your situation.
I agree.
But now you look at the 49ers that moved up, and now you have a good team that had a bad season that is sitting right there to be prime, and whoever goes there is going to hit the
Jones.
Yeah, whoever goes there is going to hit the lottery.
Look at your face.
But also for me, I think if the Falcons decide to draft a quarterback to be the heir apparent to Matt Ryan, that player is not only going to be able to learn behind a professional, a pro's pro, a former MVP in his league, a guy that has played at a high level for a long time. I mean, you look right now at Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's been a backup for 3 years. Matty Ice has still been playing at a high level, mm-hmm. 4,500 yards passing last year. And if they decide to say, you know what, we want to get cheap because that's the way we're going to win. We're going to get Arthur Smith, his quarterback of the future. I think that can potentially be a great situation because you look at the skill position players that they have in place already.
If Julio that's the way they want to go,
exactly.
Though, because you still have Matty Ice. He's not super old, and you got him under contract. So maybe they decide, let's give it, as you like to say, one more, like kick the can down the road a little bit.
Well, I think they are, but even if you take a quarterback, you can let him sit for 2 years. We're looking at Jordan Love sitting for 2 years in Green Bay. If you sit for behind 2 years, it's not the worst thing in the world to sit behind Matty Ice for 2 years.
I don't know why that hasn't become a thing yet. Like, after watching Patrick Mahomes, Bart, like, we always see this, and it's, you take him number two, he's got to start right away. Why? It doesn't always have to go that way.
Especially when it's a new coach that's going to have a six-year contract where you're not going to get rid of him for a couple of years.
And the argument is, well, you know, you're going to have to now to start the clock on the new contract. You got to worry about the 5-year, you know, the fifth-year option, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have by the fifth-year option a quarterback that I'm like, all right, I've taught him. I took the pressure off him right away. I taught him the system, and in the second year, he was ready to step in and take it.
Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer sat behind John Kitna.
I mean, I'm telling you, man. Like, that's something about this league I don't understand.
Blame Mark Sanchez. Blame Joe Flacco for being young quarterbacks that took their teams to AFC championships early in the process.
Who's the best quarterback in the league right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
What did they do with him?
They let him sit and learn behind a great veteran and let him learn, and they decided he wasn't
a great veteran. It was a good veteran who's a game manager that you knew we'd at least be able to play and let this guy learn, and we're not going to rush him. Did Tom Brady play his first year?
No,
he was QB3, right? Like, again, like, just history shows you that it doesn't always have to be the way. I get it. Eli Manning, his first year, halfway through, you hand him the reins, and he had to go through the lumps and everything. Some guys are like that. Some guys like Ben Roethlisberger can just step in. Some guys can do that, but it's really not for everyone. And maybe we're learning that in today's NFL, even though it's younger, it's faster, there's a lot more to process for quarterbacks, it's a different game, maybe you need to give them more time. Why do they have to play right away? Why am I ranting? I'm wasting time. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your calls, a lot more to get to, certainly, on this show. We want to keep the calls rolling, though, because that is a big part of what we do. Want to also get back into what we saw at the Masters this weekend, what we saw baseball-wise, some controversy, and all that. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 right here in New York City in our spanking new studios that Seaport. We love so much. And Bart and his Bumblebee hoodie is now going to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
The football offseason is always wild with all the trades, free agent signings, and new coaches hires. Teams have to be excited about the coming season. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to this exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. Oh, Heineken River Deck.
Hey.
A little muggy outside, but I love it.
Hey.
Back after this.
Bart and Hahn.
On Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. Before we get back to the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's do some Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger. And this weekend, Getting It Done was Hideki Matsuyama getting it done at Augusta. Tiger Woods congratulating him. A lot of the golfers too, all excited for him. Like, he's a popular guy on the tour, and there was a lot, you know, for him. It's like, you know, breaking through and getting that major was so important for him. A lot of expectations put on him, especially from his country. He's Japanese. He's the first Japanese born player to get a green jacket, to win the Masters. And that's huge for him.
It's amazing, man.
Was it Andy North that said that he thinks this could turn into, for him, a $1 billion victory when you consider endorsements, fame,
winners,
popularity, what it could mean for him? He's going to light the torch at the Olympics. For Matsuyama.
Hold on. Stop. That's breaking news right there. The hell you mean he's going to light? So they're actually going to have it?
I believe. Yeah, they're going to have it.
But you know, Japan, they thought they were going, they pushed it to next year.
Yeah.
And they were saying that it may be canceled.
But you put all. Wow. Well, they're going to have it eventually. The point is that off of one win, $1 billion. And it's not like he's going to get a check for $1 billion tomorrow. The point is not that. The point is that now for the rest of his career, he's got this. It takes so much pressure off him, everybody. Like, again, he's a very popular, well known, well liked player on the tour.
Remember what Kobe said. Right. And remember what they were talking about when they were talking about the Asian countries, how much they appreciate winning.
Yeah.
You have to win championships.
Of course.
Right. And, you know, for like, if you're American, even if you're not American, can you imagine, like, who is that? Osaka, the tennis player.
Yeah.
Look at how she, and listen, she's not even born there. Like, she's She's like last year was the highest paid female athlete in the world.
Yeah, they
and
do,
that's because they
there is a great
winning.
Regard yes. for yeah there's winning. A great regard for champions for winners for and sports basically in Asia and you can make a ton of money and it looks like for Matsuyama.
Now they put a statue of Stephon Marbury. He got a statue.
Well, he won a championship. They love
him. He can do whatever he wants over
there. China, they call him Marbui. That's great. So that's Getting It Done brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. Let's go back to calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's see. You know, I love these. Let's take Phil in Minnesota. Phil.
Hey, guys. You guys did a great job on KJNZ. I just want to say that first.
Thanks, man.
But my thing is Justin Fields is extremely underrated. I don't know why he's underrated. I don't know why he's fallen. He's definitely a top two quarterback. He was ranked number two in high school, and he's accomplished a lot in college. So I just don't understand
blame the logo.
The reason he's falling.
Phil, blame the logo, man.
Matt
Miller's going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour, and that's what he said. He said to all scouts, stop scouting what's on the helmet.
See, but why you can't say that you're blaming the logo is because you're blaming the logo for Ohio State, but you're not blaming the logo for Matt Jones and why he's ascending. Because that logo should have horrible quarterback play.
That's a great point.
Is horrible. So what's the narrative? I don't understand what's the difference, right?
Because you look at
what Ohio State. Ohio State's been in the playoffs, right? And he's played well in the playoffs, right? We talk about how great Trevor Lawrence is. Well, he outplayed Trevor Lawrence in the bowl game, right? And then he showed something that you rarely are able to show as a quarterback in the league. He showed toughness. That hit that he took and the fact that he stayed and he muscled through it showed a whole different level of toughness and also mental focus and fortitude, right? Because when you're hurt, the hardest thing to do is concentrate and focus on and playing at a high level.
Let me grab one real quick here because it balances out that conversation. Jeff in Pennsylvania, real quick, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How you doing?
All right. The one thing I got to say is Big Mac Jones, and that's a shout out to Shanae Ogumike. Big Mac has risen and fallen and risen and fallen. I wish somebody would make up their damn mind of where this kid's going to be.
You know what? And we got to run, but Jeff, and I appreciate that because I just wanted to balance that. It's true, too, with Mac Jones.
Yeah.
A guy that originally the Patriots were going to take him at 15 in one of the early mocks.
Right.
Then it became 12. Then all of a sudden, is it
nice
three? And no, your eye roll, Chris Candy's eye roll, everybody's eye roll.
Everybody's
when you say
like,
it.
What are we talking about? Like, this is the guy you're
crazy.
Moving up and giving up future first round draft picks for?
Yeah, who knows? Sorry, Kyrie Irving not playing. Again, personal reasons. We'll look into that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.